Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. From the Mirror, royal sources said the Queen has been comforted not only by the love and support of her close family, but by many of the thousands of people who had so many wonderful things to share about her husband's life and legacy. Last week, Her Majesty released a statement saying she was in a period of great sadness, but added, "My family and I would like to thank you all for the support and kindness shown to us in recent days. It has been a comfort to us all to see and hear the tributes paid to my husband from those within the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, and around the world. My family and I would like to thank you all for the support and kindness shown to us in recent days. We have been deeply touched and continue to be reminded that Philip had such an extraordinary impact on countless people throughout his life." A royal source commented on the statement and said, "It is, of course, what we have come to expect from Her Majesty. Duty above all else, and thinking of others despite everything, despite experiencing a devastating loss. She is coping amazingly well and has been comforted not only by love and support of her close family, but by many thousands of people who had so many wonderful things to share about her husband's life and legacy." While back in the UK, Harry had not one but two private meetings with the Queen. A source told Harper's Bazaar, "It was very much a family-focused period of time. Saturday broke the ice for future conversations, but outstanding issues have not been addressed at any great length. The family simply put their issues to one side to focus on what mattered." Harry did not stick around for his grandmother's 95th birthday and headed home to be closer to the family. On Her Majesty's birthday, Harry was spotted dining at a Hollywood power spot with the Queen of Los Angeles Philanthropy, Wallace Annenberg. Page 6 reports spies said Harry and Annenberg had lunch at a super-exclusive Hollywood club, San Vicente Bungalows. They sat outside, far from other people, and Harry came in wearing a mask. The royal family and the Annenberg family have a rich history together. Wallace's father, Walter Annenberg, was the US ambassador to the UK under Richard Nixon from 1969 to 1974. Wallace, 81, heads her family's multi-billion dollar Annenberg Foundation. Her family's namesake Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts is where Vanity Fair traditionally holds its glitzy Oscars party, with the Oscars being last night. Meanwhile, we've learned Meghan Markle and Archie spoke with Her Majesty prior to the funeral. No details have leaked about that conversation just yet. Page 6 reports the inner workings of Buckingham Palace are a lot calmer since Meghan Markle and Prince Harry stepped down. A source said, "One of the main issues with Harry and Meghan when they were part of the working family was their inability to understand how things worked. It's been a lot simpler without them, kicking off over why they couldn't just do what they wanted. Things are a lot calmer." Palace Intrigue will be right back. For the remaining senior royals, it was back to work. William and Kate Middleton made their first public appearance since attending Prince Philip's funeral, after receiving special permission by the Queen. Per the Mirror, they visited the RAF Air Cadets 282 East Ham Squadron in East London on Wednesday to learn how it supports young people through the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. Kate, wearing a face mask, took a seat inside a plane used for training. Watching a cadet climb into a basher, a small tent, the Prince joked, "Cozy." William added, "What did your friends think when you joined up? Do you guys see a career in the forces? Do you think of that when you joined the cadets?" When one young boy told him they hadn't originally, but were now keen to do so, he remarked, "Interesting. Changes your mindset." Kate added, "Do you enjoy getting the leadership skills? Do you think you would have got those leadership skills outside of cadets?" "Gives you a bit of a head start, doesn't it?" said William. "There's a satisfaction there. Do your friends and peers see the value the cadets offer? The hardest thing is joining up. You don't know what to expect. I bet you have changed as people. I bet you have grown a lot." Group Captain Al Lewis said of the visit, "It was a really unique experience, and the cadets only found out an hour before they arrived. Given that we haven't had much activity over the last year, it was a real morale boost. It was wonderful for them, too, to see the real legacy that the Duke of Edinburgh left. I spoke to the Duke about whether he was still flying, and he said he was very keen to try to keep his flying hours up. He clearly misses flying professionally. It was interesting to see the Duchess get in the simulator instead of him. She did very well." He was goading her to say, "Well, it's not as easy as it seems." On the command, "Three cheers for His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh," the cadets gave a rousing hip hip hooray. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.